turned on it.
High drive into left field. Gone into the White Sox bullpen.
Turned on it.
Swing and a miss. Strike three, and this one's over.
Sox win. Sox win.
In time, and the White Sox have won the ball game. And that was driven into right field. Heading back is Gamble at the track, at the wall. He runs out of room. That's a home run for Yoan Moncada. And that's a high fly ball into dead center field. Avi Garcia back. Track wall gone. Dead center field, and we're tied. Eloy Jimenez.
This is White Sox Weekly, the Chicago baseball conversation on the flagship home of the Sox, 720 WGN.
Runner at third and two outs, 2-2 game. Here's the pitch. And that one's roped into left field, down for a base hit. Mendick will score. Jose Abreu comes through again. And the White Sox lead it 3-2 here in the seventh inning.
Here's Mark Carmen.
All right, special start to the show today. Very exciting. We have on the line a man who made his major league debut today, and now we just lost him. That's a real bummer right there. All right, we'll have to try to get Zach Birdie back. But we also do have Jason Benetti on the line as well. Jason, I hope that you're still there. Are you available?
I am. That was actually me just doing the impersonation of a dial tone, so maybe Zach's here.
I think we have Zach back on the line here, so it's a great start to White Sox Weekly. Or Zach Birdie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Congratulations. You got to make your major league debut today. Did you know that your parents were talking to Jason and Steve during the game?
I did not, no. I had some people after the game tell me.
Oh no, we're having phone issues with Zach Birdie. Jason, I loved the conversation with mom and dad today. That was so sweet, and then he starts warming up. That had to even feel special for you.
Yeah, I mean, I feel awful for everybody who can't do this in front of their family this year. Major league debuts are just different this season, and to just have them on the phone and talk about it, it was very cool. I know how much they care about their sons. And to have Debbie and Bob on the line was a really awesome thing.
I mean, Debbie and Bob were, they are in it. Debbie's got to sit. Let's bring Zach on here for a third try, and hopefully this will work. But Zach, is it true that your dad makes your mom sit on the stairs while watching games because that's a good luck seat? That's aggressive by dad right there, but I also love it. Hey, we got to do what's right to win a ball game here.
Yeah, I mean, I have no idea. I'm not home with them, obviously, when I'm playing, but I would not put it past him to have a ritual like that. I know when me and my brother were at Louisville, every time Nick pitched, he had to go get a Diet Coke, take a sip, throw it out in a specific garbage can, and then go walk to a certain spot. So that guy's all sorts of rattled when it comes to his routines, but he loves it. He loves the game, and he's super excited every time one of us go out there.
Jason, do you have a reaction to that when you were bringing that topic up? Because I feel like you had to have some level of something going on.
No, I mean, all I can say is I've been fortunate to go to the Birdie house and hang out with the family. And Zach, I think you can hear me. I couldn't be more excited for you today. Like, what I want to know, while you were, we had the shot of you looking up at the sky, dude.
Yeah.
What was going through your mind while you were looking around the ballpark?
Just jitters, man. Excitement, enthusiasm. Before, when the anthem's going on, thinking about the last 3 years, thinking about the struggles, thinking about just the endless carousel of injuries, and to see it all come to fruition and to look around that ballpark, at a ballpark that I typically just to think about a year ago today, I was watching Nick Solak's game against the White Sox, the Rangers versus the Sox, and I was watching it in like section 159 or something, whatever it is, and a year later I'm playing in the game. So it was a lot of emotions, it was a lot of thoughts and a lot of thankful thoughts. It's just been a long road, and to experience what we did today is awesome. And kind of going back on what Jason said, for him to saying that he's so proud and happy, and I think the last 3 years there's been a lot of people who have come across me and have dealt with or have experienced injuries with me, and for those people to experience today and to see all of this happen is special, and it's definitely something I'm not going to forget.
All right, I got a lot of questions here, and I want to hear about the video game extravaganza at the Birdie household. But, Zach, did you...
I don't.
I'm curious, Zach, did you at any point in there lose faith that today would happen?
Did I lose faith on if the debut was going to happen?
Yeah, that you would get through, you know, first Tommy John and then the knee injury and just back and forth here. Like, at some point, maybe you think that this might not be meant to be. That would be a normal thought process to have, but maybe you didn't even have that.
No, never. I always thought that I was going to make it. I always thought that the end goal has always been to make it. But to go through those injuries, and like I said, there's a lot of people within baseball. There's a lot of people within my own world, and you can tell. You can tell when in 2017, when you're about to make it, how everyone's reacting, and then 2018 comes, and all right, people aren't that excited. 2019, no one really cares anymore. 2020, you're completely off. Like, people counted me off, and that kind of pissed me off. And I think people, and rightfully so, they just didn't think that it was gonna work after those injuries. And for to know that people were thinking that, and to see it on their faces, and to know certain thoughts were going through her head, it fueled me, and it made me excited, and it definitely drove me these last 3 years to make something out of this pretty hectic and crazy situation.
Jason, you want to follow up on that?
I want to know which one was harder for you, Zach. Which injury?
Man. Tommy John stinks, because there's a lot of thoughts that go with Tommy John. There's a lot of voices come in your head. Anyone who's had it becomes an expert. Anyone who's done it believes there's a certain way that they do it that's correct. So you really have to navigate through Tommy John, which is tough. And then the knee just sucked. It hurt. Like, when my knee went, it really, really hurt. So Tommy John, less painful, worst experience. Knee, way more painful, not that tough an experience, just because a lot of people can't really relate to the knee.
Your brother Nick is dealing with the same right elbow injury here. So does that mean that he's calling you up and now you're the expert on this? And I also want to know here, Zach, like, your parents had to be doing something. I know there's apparently a lot of athletic talent in the family, going all the way back to your grandparents who were brought into the broadcast today. But I'm sure there's some parents out there right now like, how in the world did they get two kids to the big leagues? That's incredible.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're extremely blessed. We have great genetics. But I think the biggest thing is, like, my parents were tough on me, but at the same time, like, sports were never seen to us as a way of, like, all right, you guys, this is going to be your, like, it was a way for us to it was our outlet. It was our way to have fun and be with our buddies and to enjoy the game, enjoy the weekend, go to these tournaments. And I think that is extremely lost in youth sports right now. And I think it is a great blame on the parents. And how they view their kids and how they view these 12 and 13-year-old games. And luckily, I didn't experience that. My parents were hard on me, but they definitely understood that these games are for fun. And they're sports, they're fun, and that's the whole point of it. And I think that plays a very big role in how me and Nick attack our every day at the field and off.
Zach, when you were walking off the mound, you gave a little bit of a smile, but you also sort of, like, gritted your teeth. What did that mean? As you were walking off, what were you thinking?
I was just happy you swung at the changeup. it was the end of that chapter. It was the end of the chapter of getting hurt. It was the end. I mean, not that injuries aren't going to happen, but that chapter, I think it was the final page of that chapter, and I was excited to get it over with. And I haven't seen the video, but I'm assuming the gritty thing, the smirk, whatever it was, I'm sure it was just fueled by excitement and overwhelming emotions in the moment.
All right, now let's go.
Real quick, go ahead. Carm, if you don't mind me jumping in.
Yeah.
You just said that that chapter is over. Like, does that mean you feel different right now? Like, how do you feel compared to yesterday right now?
Yeah, different for sure. But I mean, during quarantine, I took a huge step back from baseball, and which is something I haven't done in a really long time. And I just did life, and baseball didn't take a back seat, but it definitely took less precedent in my day to day. And I was very focused on I wanted to be happy in where I was in my life. And quarantine really allowed me to do that, and allowed me to find hobbies, find things that I enjoy that aren't baseball, and can allow me to get out of my head. And I think that plays a huge part in our day to day at the field. And it was something I didn't have in my back pocket for a while there, just going through everything. So to experience that definitely overflowed into my training once baseball took over again. And it's been just a really healthy balance. And like I said, I mean, I feel different. It's been a long road, and to be at the end of it is very special.
White Sox rookie making his major league debut today, Zach Birdie, with us here on 720 WGN. Jason Benetti, White Sox TV as well. This is a treat to start White Sox Weekly today. It's interesting what you just brought up, Zach, because I think everybody looks at guys in your position that you guys are living the dream. You're professional baseball players. But there is a ton of pressure that goes with it, to the point that maybe it becomes almost difficult to enjoy, certainly when you're trying to make it and haven't established yourself. So that sounds like something that you've sort of had to play with here along the way, along with, you know, dealing with all the injuries that you've had as well.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's tough. It's tough when you put a lot of chips in this basket, and there's a lot of things that baseball isn't easy, and you're going to fail all the time. And to not have an outlet, to not have the ability to be like, and the ability to remember that tomorrow exists. You will come back to the field tomorrow. You will get the chance to re-perform and get back to what you love doing. But for a while there, I just completely forgot that tomorrow existed, and just allowed everything to kind of, like you said, the pressure just to overwhelm me, and just wasn't letting life come at me, and I was trying to chase it for a long time, and it's exciting to kind of have that feeling put away and just kind of do now, just live.
All right, I think this is our transition back into the time of video gameness. And Jason, were you able to put it behind?
I gotta go.
were you able to put it behind you and move forward and realize, you know, that just wasn't your day, I guess.
Well, here's the thing about that. We used to do this segment where I'd play Sox players in video games, and Nintendo got like they told us to stop because they didn't want us to keep running footage of their games without like some compensation. There was some weird, like, Nintendo didn't like it. So Zach probably thinks that I said kill the segment because I got beaten so bad by him and Nick over Christmas a couple years ago. It was like, I'm very competitive, but I'm not good at anything. Video games are the one thing I'm pretty good at, and I had no shot.
Wow.
It was a disaster.
It was the perfect disaster, because I imagine it was like I had come off, like, I was in peak like performance mode when it came to Nintendo 64, and Jason just came in thinking that I was like, he was like, oh, this guy, he doesn't have it. And man, I remember it still. I had him posted up on the wall, his character, and I was just shooting fire at him, putting like 200 points of damage on him. And I looked over at him, and it was hard to watch somebody just melt into their seat while the video game was still going on.
You guys sound That's like it. You're like legit friends. Where was the bonding going on here that happened so quickly?
Well,
I don't know.
We both talked some smack about video games, and I think like Zach had seen and like I was like, yeah, let's play Smash Brothers like at a Sox Fest or something. I don't really remember.
You were doing an interview outside of the Sox facility in spring training, and I told you that I would dust you, and you said no. And whatever it was, 9 months later, you came over, and I just had it. I did it in my own household in front of my family, and it was fun. That was a lot of fun. That was a good time for sure.
I'm up against the clock here, but let me, and I really appreciate you both doing this here. It's been a lot of fun. I want first White Sox game memories for the Downers Grove South High School grad Zach Birdie and Homeward Flossmore Jason Benetti on the way out here. Do you remember your first game at Old Comiskey or New Comiskey maybe for you, Zach? I'm not exactly sure.
Yes, my first game was the Downers Grove Youth Baseball gave everyone tickets, and we got to walk the track, and that was it. And it was like every team was there, and it's kind of like an elementary school day type deal, but it was a night game, and man, it was really fun, and getting to walk around the field and seeing to the dugouts and be in that atmosphere was so cool.
And you, by the way, you pitched in the major leagues today. That's really, you should treasure that. Go ahead, Jason.
I was just going to say, this is the perfect announcer and player answer. My first game was two rows from the top of the upper deck. Zach
yes.
was on the field. I was two rows from the top of the upper deck. So my experience matters so much less. Like, I just want to say before we go, Zach, like, I know you worked so hard at this, and it would be nice that we could all have your family here today and, like, get to see you in the clubhouse and all that, but I wish you all the best, and I'm really glad this day came for you.
Yeah, thank you. It means a lot, and to anyone who's listening, who's played a part in it, I'm going to text you regardless, but I want you to know that these last 3 years could not happen without any of you, and you know who you are, and I love you guys a lot.
Zach, continued success. Thanks so much for jumping on. Jason Benetti, continued success to you too, sir. Thank you both.
Awesome. Thank you.